Well, gentlemen, we got to do this because Mike Johnson, as he's prone to do,
he's a stat geek, titillated.
He said a number that blew him away. What was said number? What say you, sir?
27. All right, that's the number. All right, 27. And I got to give credit to Brad Rowland because I was listening to him last night talk about this, and I was like,
you're
no
a big
way
Brad Rowland guy. I like Brad. Yeah.
I like Brad.
I like Brad Rowland.
He knows his stuff, man. I was listening to Brad say this, and he drops this stat right here. All right. The Braves, 27 straight games, dating all the way back to April 17th, 27 straight games, they have lost when their opponents have scored four runs.
Yes.
When their opponents have scored four runs. I'm not talking about eight runs, not talking about nine, not talking about 12, four runs. They've lost every single time when their opponents have scored four runs in the last 27 games.
Yeah, the last time they beat the Astros 5-4. The last time they won a game with the opponent.
That'll make you vomit.
That shows you right there. Vomit.
Well, that shows you that anybody won't. If you have anyone standing here and telling you why that their rotation is a weak spot and it's an issue, you need to tell them that they don't watch the game or they need to re-up their talking points because they're from 2022. That's what you need to tell them because the hitting has been the number one thing. And look, we talked about it, Rob, on Wednesday. Right now, it is easy to look at the back end of this lineup and say, oh, this is not good enough, because it's not, because, you know, Arcia has, when he's in, he's not been good. Right now, he's still out with his tooth issue. And then you've got Adam Duvall doing whatever he's doing, and with Michael Harris being out. And so it's Kelnick and a couple of guys on each side of him. And it's not very good right now.
Kelnick's like the most energetic, feisty guy on this entire roster. It seems like they're sleepwalking through the season.
You know what he is? He's a Jock Peterson type personality.
Yeah, well, he is.
Here's how I look at that, though. He wasn't here last year. And it feels like he's the guy in the lineup that feels like he has something to prove.
Yeah. Well, he does. He has everything to prove.
He's not riding the
coattails. He was a high draft pick and was kind of floundering about.
I mean, he was. I've told the story a million times on here. I drafted him in fantasy baseball when he was in minor league. When he was in the minor leagues, that's how good he was. And I think when you look at it, Jared Kelnick is not riding the coattails of what happened here last year. He's saying, dude, I got to go out and prove. I need to be a part of this team.
Well, Chris Sale's doing the same thing if you want to go there.
Yeah. No, Chris Sale. Agree.
And so is Ronaldo Lopez. So is Grant Holmes.
Oh my gosh, dude, he's been so good. The him coming in for Charlie in the sixth inning last night and getting those two outs was massive.
And he went another two innings, I think, after that. Yeah. I want to see how they respond to this series, because I think this series could tell you a lot about the mentality of this team.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to prove the ultimate end game, because, like I said, 3 years ago, this is a team that had some acquisitions. They go on a run in August and scratch and claw their way to 500. And since they were so battle hardened, they were ready for the postseason.
Yeah,
what's going to happen this year? Is it going to be Cody Bellinger? Now his name's being bannered about.
My thing is this: at what point should we expect changes to be made in the way these guys are approaching their at bats? And that's been the most frustrating thing to me. And I know that I expected it probably earlier. And Squid and I had this conversation, Rob, 2 or 3 weeks ago, where I was like, I need to see more actual small ball being played. I need to see when you have a runner on second hitting a ground ball to the right side of the infield so we can move the runner over. And this team is so boom or bust as far as the long ball goes, as far as hitting for power, that, you know, a lot of times in years past and even, you know, as recently as May, that when they hit home runs, it felt like they won the game. It's just not that way anymore. All the home runs they hit are solo shots. There's nobody on base. They don't hit runners in scoring position. Yeah. At what point do they say, you know what, maybe I don't need to hit one over the fence. Let me foul one or two off and see if we can move these runners over and get these guys home.
How many balls that were normally home runs have not been home runs this year?
A lot.
There's something with the baseball. Yeah. I'm not excuse making. You still got to come through with a base hit or hit one in the gap to score runs.
It's no longer a conspiracy theory with baseball when they've openly admitted that they've doctored baseballs, that they've juiced them some years and not the other. But I'll say this. The situational hitting is what is disturbing for me. This team is all – the last 3 to 4 years, really this whole run under Snitker has been a team where it's like if you needed a hit, they were clutched. The situational hitting was always really good, and it has not been that way this year. Austin Riley has now gotten hot. Matt Olson hasn't been cold, and he hasn't been hot. He's just been And now that Ozuna...
He's been boringly missionary position is what he's
been. Well, he's been...
Yeah.
I was going to... I was going to say something.
I want some reverse cowgirl from this lineup. What do you want from me?
Well, I think there's a couple. Well, Jared Kelnick's giving you the reverse cowgirl. I mean, I think everybody else is not. But what I was going to.
Poor Mike. He's like,
he's just ho-humming along. And when I need when Michael Harris comes back, I need him somewhere in the 6 to 9 range hitting in the lineup. The whole I told you we didn't need a Dansby crowd kind of thing about how Arcia was just as good, if not better. Yeah, I don't think so. I really don't. Because whatever Dansby is or isn't doing in Chicago, I know what he did here.
Yep.
And his last 2 to 3 seasons here, he was amazing. And Arcia is so phenomenally good with his glove. And his bat is just – you're seeing why he was pushed out of Milwaukee, why he was a backup on the 21 World Series team here. I love the guy, but it is turning into a black hole at shortstop from the plate.
I'll go there with you a little bit, but can we just – we need to back off that just a little bit. If the Braves and Alex looked at Dansby and said, we think there's – you know, he'd do some regression in his offense at the plate and his at-bats, and we don't want to pay him $25 million because he's probably going to regress – I think that's fair.
It wasn't about regression. It was about the price. Never about the regression.
They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand.
If you're going to regress,
they don't
want to pay $25
million. So why didn't they? They could have paid Freddie right off the bat what they wanted to know, and he wasn't going to regress. Now, Freddie left willingly at the end, but you knew when just the same thing's going to happen with Max Fried. So are they predicting a regression from Max Fried? I love Alex. I love Alex. No one's a bigger Alex Anthopoulos fan than me. But his crystal ball is a lot better when it's basically reviving players' careers than it is, well, this is what I think they're going to be in a couple years. It's always about where the player is going to be age-wise at the end of the contract, more for Alex. Because we have given up on years on prime because they didn't want to pay guys in their late 30s.
Like I said, man, I have no problem with the fact they didn't want to pay Dansby what Chicago has been paying. Now, could he have been differently in a Braves uniform? Sure. Maybe. But look, what is he making? $25 million? $23 million, something in that ballpark? Okay. You're not getting that. You're not getting the offense that you thought you would have out of Dansby, out of Arcia. Seemingly had an all-star shortstop land in your lap last year. So I think, I think we can go say Dansby this, Dansby that. I got bad news for you, too. When Michael Harris comes back in the lineup, he's not going to be the savior either.
I don't want him to be a savior. I just don't want him to be an automatic out.
But I keep seeing people on social, man, when we get Michael Harris back, we shouldn't have Forrest Wall and all these guys at the bottom lineup. Guess what? Michael Harris wasn't knocking the cover off of it either.
But Michael Harris was having on a hot streak. He was really starting to find his groove like he did late last year. People don't expect him to come back and be hitting 600. What they don't expect, though, is 7, 8, 9. You might as well just say it's like an automatic walk where you like go to first. They just might as well walk up and have the pitcher throw 3 pitches, and then he walks back to the dugout. That's what 7, 8, 9 are right now in this lineup.
All right, since let's hear from Sean Murphy about when everyone gets healthy. He's not going to yell at us like Squid is.
Sure. I know I'm missing Mike. Stinks there at the top of the lineup. But, we got to make do in the time being and score some more runs.
Yeah, make
do. You just wake up from a nap?
Just wake up.
What it sounded like.
That's a somber post-game locker room.
Travis d'Arnaud rested enough from playing so much early in the season? Because I've seen about a month of Sean Murphy, and I like him too, but I think d'Arnaud needs to get more of the starts at right now.
Listen, to your point about Michael Harris, I feel like Sean Murphy is – finally, in the last week or so, started to hit the ball a lot harder. I mean, he he has. Listen, by no means is he a 400 hitter, but let's take it for what it is. D'Arnaud was great. I mean, he was like a firework. He was great for what he was asked to do. But I mean, I'm cool with letting Sean Murphy get. If we're gonna let everybody else in the lineup build up to where they're somehow hot in August, let's let Sean Murphy do the same thing.
Yeah, but there are options. You don't have options in those other places. You don't have options at third.
You better find.
You don't have options at first. You don't have options in the outfield. You don't have options. Ozzie's not being – Ozzie is the most protected player in this city, I think. No one gets a free pass more than Ozzie for the things he doesn't do at times at the plate. And he's had some bad at-bats,
There's been a lot of bad at-bats.
Dude, he hit a couple balls last night, though, I will say. I don't know how he hit the single he had later in the game. I want to say it was maybe the 6th or 7th inning. He hits a ball off the ground. I mean, off the ground. The ball might have hit home plate had he not hit it. And he hits it off the ground and somehow gets it out of there. And I thought to myself – maybe that's him, being able to put the bat to the ball in those crazy kind of pitches that Ozzie's really been known for over the span of his career.
And when all these fans want to celebrate not paying guys, hope you celebrate it next year when you don't have Spencer Strider to start the season. You don't have Charlie Morton because he's retired. You don't know what Ronaldo Lopez is and Max Fried starting against you in either Philadelphia or L.A. Because that's happening. Well, and that's a guy that should have been damn well paid already, and he hasn't. And that is not Alex's fault. That is the formula that the ownership group has given him that he has to play within. That's the problem.
Fundamentally, the most frustrating thing last night, I'm watching the game, seventh inning, what, Braves are down 4-2. I go, they're not going to do anything. Last year, I was convinced they would do it. Last year, but last time, thinking,
I'm fist pumping when Grant Holmes gets out of that inning. He gets Charlie Morton out of the inning. I'm fist pumping. I'm going, but for what? Why am I that excited? Because I don't see any.
He has
often.
A good story, laboring in the minor leagues for 10 years for finally getting a shot with those epic locks of his.
Well, Forrest Wall did get a sack bunt. I think he got two. So you know, nice all the small catch. Ball fans can celebrate with the loss.
If that's what it takes.
If that's what it takes, you should do it.
Didn't do anything, did it?